Good evening, everyone. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from Tiger Arena here in Brashear, Missouri for tonight's second round games in the annual Brashear Tournament. First on tap tonight, we got a matchup between the Clark County Junior Varsity Ladies and the Brashear Lady Tigers. The clock's been set for 8 minutes, and we're just about ready to get underway. Starting the lineup for Clark County is going to be Megan Wilson, Brenna Buford, Katie Lovell, Brittany Bertelli, and Brooke Wheeler. For the Tigers, it's going to be Jesse Hill, Ashley Clarkson, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, and Chelsea Collip. Haley Kelsey will be jumping for the Tigers, and Megan Wilson for Clark County. Clark County controls the tip-off, and Bertelli is going to bring the ball the other way. Sends it over the right-hand side to Wilson, the tall girl for Clark County. Around the corner over the horn to Bertelli. Bertelli takes it, step in, back out to Buford, over to Wheeler, back to Bertelli, to Wilson on the left corner, back out to Bertelli up top. She sends it to the corner to Lovell. Lovell, cross-court pass over to Buford, tries to get it into Wilson, and goes out of bounds, and it'll come to the Tigers. Haley Kelsey inbounds it to Jesse Hill, and Jesse Hill brings it up to the half-court line, comes across. She's going to be guarded by Bertelli. Sends it out to Clarkson, top of the key, to Elsie over the left wing. Picks up the dribble, sends it to Hill up the top of the key, over to Collip over on the right side. Collip to Elsie. Elsie's going to dribble around the top of the key, over to Jesse Hill on the left wing. Hill will bring it back out. Gets it into Haley Kelsey at the free throw line, over to Elsie at the right wing. She sends it to Jesse Hill. It's nearly stolen by Bertelli. Bertelli's a quick little guard. Sends it over to Kimberly Elsie over the right corner. She gets it into Haley Kelsey, and her shot up off the glass is good. So Tigers get on the scoreboard first. 6:41 left in the first. Tigers lead it 2-0. Bertelli brings it across the timeline, dribbles it in the lane, sends it over to the left wing. To Buford. Back to level cross court to Bertelli. She's going to shoot inside the arc and she hits nothing but net. So we're all knotted up. 6:26 in the first. 2-2. Hill brings it across the timeline. Back out to Clarkson. Bounce pass to Kimberly Elsie. She's going to square up for three. No good. Bertelli's going to end up with it for Clark County. Bertelli sends it over the left side to Buford. Back to Wilson, who drives along the right side of the lane. Her shot is way too strong, but Clark County retains possession of the ball. Buford takes it along the left side. Her shot's no good. Haley Kelsey comes up with the rebound. Kimberly Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. She hands it off to Jesse Hill, who has it up the top of the key, guarded by the quick guard Bertelli. Takes it around the left-hand side to Elsie. Screen set by Haley Kelsey. Ends up back to Haley Kelsey. Back to Kimberly Elsie. She does a little ball fake, takes it in the lane. Her shot's up, and they're going to say it's a spot foul. Foul's going to be on Wilson, the tall 5'11" forward for Clark County. Inbound passes to Haley Kelsey at the left wing. She sends it back to the left corner to Elsie, and her shot is good. Must have been just inside the arc because they're only going to give her two for it. Bertelli dribbles it in the lane, then sends it over to the left-hand side to Lovell. Back to Buford. Buford in the lane. Haley, Chelsea Collip nearly got it, but Bertelli gets on the ground and gets it. They're going to call a foul, I believe, on Clarkson. No, it's on 33. It was going to be on Collip. That's her first one foul apiece. Scudder checking in the game for Brashear for Haley Kelsey. Buford inbounds it to awaiting Bertelli. Bertelli back to Buford. She squares up just inside the arc. Her ball is in and out. And Wheeler comes up with a rebound, puts it in, so we're tied up again. 4-4, 4:52 left in the first. Hill brings it across the timeline, guarded by Bertelli, to Ashley Clarkson, to Kimberly Elsie, to Scudder, back to Collip on the right corner. She sends it out to Hill up the top of the key, around the horn to Elsie. Christina Scudder, and her shot up off the glass is good. Scudder did a good job of dribbling it into the lane and putting it up, something she doesn't necessarily do a whole lot. Bertelli with the ball, takes it down in a hurry, kicks it back out to Buford around the horn over the left-hand side to Lovell. Back out to Wilson around the horn to Bertelli. She thinks about driving the baseline, but bounce passes it in almost too strong and ends up on the floor, and Ashley Clarkson comes up with it. 4 minutes left in the first, 6-4 Tigers. Hill has the ball up the top of the key to Clarkson right beside her. Bounce pass over to Kimberly Hill. She thinks about shooting for three. A little pick and roll into Scudder, and Scudder wasn't able to convert with it. Wheeler comes up with it, and we're going the other way. Bertelli sends it down the left-hand corner, gets it into Wilson, the right side of the left side of the lane, out to Bertelli. She squares up for three, and it goes in. Hill with the ball. She'll bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Picks up the dribble, hands it off to Clarkson. Back over to Hill. Over to Elsie at the left wing, back to Scudder at the left corner. Back out to Elsie. Tigers pull away from the basket quite a ways. Clark's Collup over the right wing, bounce past the Hill. She's going to square up just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. Collup comes up with it, though. Shot's no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Clark County ball. 3 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first. Clark County leads it 7-6. Davis in the game now for her first appearance. Bertelli has it up top, sends it around the horn over to Flood. Flood's shot is way short. Jesse Hill comes up with it for the Tigers. Guarded by Bertelli. Sends it to Kimberly Elsie at the left wing. Bounce pass to Kimberly Elsie on the left corner. Back out to Elsie around the horn to Jesse Hill. Into Kimberly Elsie. I'm not sure what the turnover was. Did you hear that, Jay? Called Caroline Slavin for 3 seconds in the lane. Slavin in the game for the first time. Davis. Shot is no good. Haley Kelsey comes up with it, and they're bringing it back the other way. She's guarded by Elsie. Bounce pass to Jesse Hill. I think she must have touched the line. No, they're going to say it was kicked out of bounds, so Haley Kelsey will have it. Inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie. To Jesse Hill. Screen set by Slavin. Pick and roll. Nice looking play there. Good shot in. Tigers back up top, 8-7. Bertelli with the ball up top. Sends it around the horn to Davis. Davis inside the left arc. Over to Bertelli. Bertelli squares up the three and shot. And it bounces off the front end of the rim but goes in. So 1:43 left in the first. Clark County leads it 9-8. Elsie with the ball. Sends it back out to Jesse Hill who squares up for three. No, they're just going to give her two. Tigers back up top 10-9. 1:28 left in the first. Bertelli sends it back to the left corner to Flood. Flood back to Bertelli up top, around the horn, over to Wheeler. Davis had it for a moment, and she double dribbles, so with the turnover, it'll be Tigers' ball. .114 left in the first. Kimberly Elsie's going to bring it up for the Tigers. Clark County falls back in their defense, no pressure at all. Elsie back to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey drives the baseline, and they're going to say she traveled with it. 1 minute left in the first, 10-9 Tigers. Davis sends it to Wilson, whose shot is well short. Slavin with the rebound, hands it off to Haley Kelsey. Kimberly Elsie is going to bring it up now. Over to Collop. Over to Collop on the left side. Her shot from the baseline is well short, and Buford comes up with the rebound. She hands it off to Davis. Davis brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right corner to Flood. And a horn to Wilson, the left wing, back to the left corner to Davis. Davis to Buford to Wilson over to the right side. into the paint, back out to Wilson, back into the paint, back out to Wilson. Back in the paint, a little pick and roll move there. That didn't materialize, so Wilson with the ball again. Wilson, cross court pass, and bounce into the lane, and it's blocked and picked off by Kimberly Elsie. Not Kimberly Elsie, Helena Kelsey. And her shot is well short. She's shooting from the half court line. So at the end of first, Tigers lead it 10-9. Jay, you got some points for us? Jay Scudder here helping us out.
Yeah, it looks like for Clark County, their leading scorer is Brittany Bertelli with 5, and Brooke Wheeler and Brenna Buford each have 2. Well, for Bashir, Hill, Elsie, Kelsey, Slavin, and Scudder all have 2.
Pretty even distribution among the Tigers.
Yeah.
What do you see coming up in this second period, Jay?
Well, hopefully the Tigers can just manage to stay on top, because Clark County's been doing a pretty good job of hustling after the ball and keeping good control of it.
All right, that's the way Jay sees it. It's going to be the Tigers' ball at the beginning of the second period. Here comes Chelsea Collop. Brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the left side. Back out to Ashley Clarkson. She sends it around the horn to Kimberly Elsie. Down to Haley Kelsey in the right corner, back out to Elsie. She squares up for 3. Her shot is nothing but net. Tigers on the board first in the second period, 13-9. 7:36 left in the half. Wilson gets it in the lane. And they're going to give an over. The chuck's no good, but they're going to have an over-the-back call on Clark County. It's going to be on Katie Flood. Flood, a real good little hustler player for Clark County. Collop's going to bring it back the other way. Picks up the dribble, sends it to Kimberly Elsie. Back out to Haley Kelsey up the top of the key. To Kimberly Elsie. Elsie dribbles it in the lane. Back out to Collop, over to Kimberly Elsie. Or Haley Kelsey on the right wing. Back out to Elsie, who's going to square up for 3 again. Her shot again is good for 3. 16-9, Tigers, 6:57 left in the half. Davis brings it back, hands it off to Flood on the right wing. Back out to Wilson. Get it in the lane. And Lovell loses it on the floor, so it's going to be Tiger ball. Substitutions going on. Christina Scudder and Kimberly Elsie both. Jesse Hill both checking in. Collop with the ball for the Tigers. She brings it around the horn to the left side. She's going to take it along the baseline. Kicks it back out to Slavin, around the horn to Hill. Shots in and out. Ashley Clarkson has a hand on it for a minute. Going to call a foul on Slavin. It was kind of a scrum on the floor there. Bertelli back in the game for Clark County. She's going to bring it across the timeline. Nearly walks with it, but hands it off to Buford in the paint. Back out to Buford. Her shot is nothing but net for 2, 16-11. Tigers with the advantage, 6-9 left in the half. Jesse Hill guarded by Bertelli. Get it into Clarkson. Back at the hill. Bertelli just everywhere. Around the horn, over to Collop. Collop dribbles in the lane. Her shot is no good. And 34. Wheeler comes up with it. To Bertelli, sends it down in a hurry to the left corner. Back at the Bertelli. And she squares up for 3. And her shot is nothing but net. 5:36 left in the half. The Tigers lead it 16-14. Looks like Tigers are getting ready to send in their first team again. Timeout on the floor. So it's 5:33 left in the half. Tigers lead it 16-14. going to be Tiger ball, and Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it right here in front of us here. Hands it off to Jesse Hill. Hill's going to take it around the horn to the right-hand side to Scudder up top. Scudder over to Elsie. Back out to Hill up top. Back to Elsie. Back to Kelsey. Kelsey's going to, her shot comes up short, and Clark County comes up with a rebound. Bertelli, the speedster, has it. Sends it up the left side, down the left corner to Wheeler. Shot is no good, and Bertelli comes up with it. She was a long way away. I'm sorry, that was Buford. Ran the horn into the lane to Buford. Back it up top to Wilson, down to the right blocks, back at the Bertelli, guarded by Elsie. Elsie is going to bring it back the other way, and she's guarded closely by Bertelli. But she gets it across the timeline, hands it off to Hill. Hill is going to take it to the left wing to Scudder. Scudder nearly has it stolen by Wilson. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to, with the turnover, it's going to go back to Clark County. Clark County getting more aggressive in their play, playing a little closer on all their defense. Bertelli with the ball for Clark County. Sends it around the horn to Buford. Cross-court pass over to Wheeler. Down to the left block. Shot is partially blocked, and Kimberly Elsie comes up with it. Hands it off to Jesse Hill. Hill's going to bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Changes direction. Sends it out to Ashley Clarkson. Up top of the key. Back to Jesse Hill. Hill dribbles it around to the right side. Hands it off to Kimberly Elsie, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Jesse Hill. Foul is going to be on Jesse Hill away from the ball. That's her first foul. Three fouls on Brashear. Clark County has it there. Buford has it up top, sends it to Flood, down to Bertelli, the right corner. Into Wheeler, and her shot is no good. Brashear comes up with a rebound. Collett brings it across the timeline, guarded by Buford. Bounce pass over to Clarkson. Bounce pass to Kimberly Elsie, and her shot is partially blocked. She was shooting for three. Bertelli with the ball. She brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Buford. In the paint to Wheeler, and her shot from the block is good, and we're all tied up now with 3:19 left in the half. Jesse Hill brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Ashley Clarkson. Over to Elsie. Bounce pass. She does cross court over to Collop. Her shot is no good. And Bertelli, the girl that's everywhere, comes up with it, and she's going the other way. Bertelli sends it over to Wheeler. Down to the left corner to Flood. Nearly has the ball stolen. Lovell hands it off to Buford. To Bertelli again. Bertelli changes direction into the lane, sends it back out up top over the left corner. Shot from the left corner is no good. And Collop comes up with it, and she brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. She sends it down to the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Buford. Nice little screen and roll there, or give and go, I guess I should say. So it'll be the Tigers' ball. 2:31 left in the half, and we're all tied up, 16 all. Inbounds into Haley Kelsey. Her shot is partially blocked by Lovell. Clark County brings it the other way. Cross-court pass over to Wheeler. She loses the handle on it, and Kimberly Elsie comes up with it. Sends up to Collop. Collop's going to drive the baseline. Her shot's no good. She gets her own rebound. Second shot's no good. Gets her own rebound. Third shot. Third time's a charm. How about that? 18-16, 2 minutes left in the half. Clark County brings it across the timeline, sends it to the left-to-right corner. Shot for three is no good, but Clark County gets the rebound and was put back, but tied up again. Elsie brings it across the timeline, picks up the dribble, passes it to Haley Kelsey down to their left corner. Back out to Haley Kelsey. Cross court over to Kimberly Elsie. In the paint to Clarkson, her shot is up and good. 1:26 left in the half. 20-18 Tigers with the advantage. Davis sends it over to the right wing. Back out to the top of the key. Back to the right wing. Into the right block. Shot up the glass by Lovell. It's good. 108. We're all tied up at 20. This is just one of those games where it's just whoever has it the last few seconds may end up be the winner. Clarkson has it over the right corner. Bounce pass to Kimberly Elsie. Fake takes it in the lane. Shot up off glass is no good. Clark County comes up with it. And they're going to call a jump ball. Nope, they're going to call travel, actually. So it should stay. It should be with the Tigers, I believe. 49 seconds left. We're all tied up at 20. Wilson checking in the game for Wheeler for Clark County. Clark County ends up with the rebound. Sends it to the right corner. Ashley Clarkson knocks it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Clark County. 38 seconds left in the half. Send it out up top. Back over the right wing to Davis. Nearly walks with it. Cross court to the left corner. Back in to Buford. And they're going to say that Tigers kicked the ball. So with 27 seconds left in the half, it will be Clark County ball. Getting in the left corner, back up the left wing, back to the left corner. Tried to get it in. Haley Kelsey comes up with a steal. Tried to go over her head, which never works very good. 17 seconds left. Hill to Clarkson, back to Elsie. Elsie back out to Kate, to Clarkson in the paint. Nearly lose the handle on it, and they call a jump ball with 5 seconds left, and it'll stay with the Tigers. See if the Tigers can convert with 5 seconds left in the half. 20-20 tie. They get it in to Elsie. Elsie shot up the glass. It's no good. And I think it must have been a jump ball, but it'll go to Clark County with 5/10 of a second. So, as time expires, we're all knotted up at 20. Close game here, this first game between Clark County Indians and the Brashear Tigers. What do you got for us for points, Jay, at the end of the half?
Well, for Clark County, Brittany Bertelli is still ahead. She has 10. And Brooke Wheeler has 6. Brenna Buford and Kaylee Lovell come into halftime each with 2. And for the Tigers, Kimberly Elsey has 8. And then Jesse Hill, Ashley Clarkson, Haley Kelsey, Chelsea Collip, Christina Scudder, and Caroline Slavin each have 2.
Good distribution of scoring among the Tigers. What do you see in this second half of play coming up?
Well, Tigers just have to make sure they don't give up easy layups under the basket and other shots that have just been the result of poor defense.
Maybe another one of those games with whoever has the ball last ends up being winning, you think?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty back-and-forth battle right now.
All right, the clock's at 9 minutes, and we'll be back for the second half of action in tonight's first game matchup of the Brashear Tournament. So we'll be back in a few. All right, here we go. We're ready for the second half of tonight's first game between the Clark County Lady Indians and the Brashear Lady Tigers. We're all knotted up at 20. Good close game in this second round matchup. It's going to start out being the Tigers' ball. Haley Kelsey brings it in to Jesse Hill. Hill gets it to Collip, around the horn to Kimberly Elsie, to Haley Kelsey in the left corner. Kelsey to Elsie, around the horn to Clarkson. Clarkson back to Hill. Hill tries to get it in the lane to Haley Kelsey, and her shot comes up a little too strong. Clark Kennett comes up with it. Bertelli's going to bring it the other way. Bertelli sends it over to Wilson. into the blocks, back out to Wilson, back into Buford. Buford's shot on the right blocks is in and out, and shot's no good. Kimberly Elsie comes up with it. Elsie to Hill. Hill dribbles it into the right wing, back out to Ashley Clarkson. Bounce pass to Kimberly Elsie, the left wing, back to the left corner to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey out to Collip, top of the key, around the horn, over the right side, back to the right corner. Tigers not moving very much here. Back out to Kimberly Elsie. Wanted to get it in the paint, but Wilson is just all over Haley Kelsey. Collip's going to drive it in the baseline. Her shot is partially blocked, and Lovell comes up with it. And Lovell loses the handle on it, giving it to Bertelli, and it goes out of bounds. And so with a silly mistake by Clark Clowney, it's going to be back in the Tigers' hand. 6:29 left in the third, all knotted up at 20. Inbound to Kimberly Elsie. She drives in the lane. Her shot is up and good. And she draws the foul. It's going to be on 23, which is Bertelli. That's her first. Elsie will go to the line. 6:26 left in the third. Tigers lead at 22-20. Foul shot is up. Nothing but net, as is usually the case with Kimberly Elsie. Buford will inbound it to Bertelli. Telly sends it back to Wilson. Her shot is well short, but, oh, man, nobody was there for the rebound. The shot is still comes up no good, but Haley Kelsey gets it for the second rebound. Hill brings it across the timeline. Started by Bertelli. Bounce pass up to Clarkson. Clarkson round the horn over to Elsie. Back to Collip, the left wing. Collip dribbles it out, changes direction, sends it back out to Kimberly Elsie. Boy, Wilson is just glued on that Haley Kelsey. Jesse Hill is going to take it in, and she shot's no good, but she draws the foul. Dribble along the right side of the lane. Foul, I think, is going to maybe on Bertelli. It is. That's her second. Scudder going to check in the game for the Tigers. First shot is nothing but net. Tigers with the advantage. 5:44 left in the third. Hill's second shot. Up and good. Buford inbounds it to Bertelli. Back to Buford. They get it up. And oh, man, it's nearly stolen, but it was just a little too high. And Wilson had it, and her shot is up and no good. And it goes out of bounds. There were three Tigers that had their hands on it, and none of them could keep it from going out of bounds. Wow. So it's going to be Clark County's ball. Bertelli will inbound it. They inbound it to Wilson. Back over to Bertelli. Her shot is up and no good. But Wilson comes up with it, but they put it on the floor, and there's going to be... Not sure if the... I guess they're just going to call a... jump ball here. I don't see any call for a foul. Bertelli will inbound it. Get it into Flood. Shot's no good. Scudder comes up with it. Good position for the rebound. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Get it to Jesse Hill up top. Hill sends it over to Collip, the right wing. Collip brings it out, resets the offense. And she can't find any place to go with it, and it's going to be a turnover. Get it up to Flood, who's in the game now. Get it along the right, left block, shot is no good, and they're going to call a jump ball. Ball goes down the floor. It's going to stay with Clark County. Bertelli gets it in to Lovell, who dribbles in the lane but puts it on the floor, and there's going to be another jump ball. The Tigers will end up with it now. Slavin checking in the game for Collip. Elsie for Clarkson. Not Elsie. Kelsey, I'm sorry. Hill hands it off to Elsie. Elsie up to Kelsey. Across the timeline. Round the horn to Elsie. Over to Hill. Hill out to Haley Kelsey. Around back to the left wing to Hill. Screen set by Scudder. Back out to Elsie. Shot up off the glass by Slavin is good. Bertelli brings it across the timeline. Over to Flood. Flood brings that up top, sends it over to the left corner. Bertelli has it up top for Clark County. Kind of resets the offense up there, sends it over to the left corner. Back out up top to Lovell. And they're going to call a moving screen on Flood. So the ball will come back to the Tigers. 27-20, 3 minutes 50 seconds left in the third. Elsie will bring the ball back for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline. Sends it in to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Elsie. Back to Hill. Hill will reset the offense. Guarded into Haley Kelsey. A little give and go there to Elsie. Her shot for three is no good. And Flood comes up with it. They're going to call a foul on Slavin on that one. Flood has it. A little give and go. Nearly lost the handle on it. Bertelli has the ball. Guarded by Slavin. She just streaks past everyone. And I think she must have stepped out of bounds. 3:18 left in the third. 27-20 Tigers. Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. She brings it across the timeline. Clark County falls back. To Haley Kelsey in the right corner. Cross court to Slavin, but it's tipped out of bounds by Clark County. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie sends it back to Hill. Back out to Elsie up top around the horn to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie in up top to Hill, around the horn to Elsie. Back out to Hill. Hill up top, guarded by Bertelli. She nearly takes it in. Back out to Kimberly Elsie. In the paint, the Scudder. Back out to Hill up top. Her shot for three is no good, but Haley Kelsey comes up with a rebound and the putback. 29-20 Tigers with the advantage. Bertelli brings it across the timeline, guarded by Hill. Bertelli sends it to the left, to the right corner. Looks to drive the baseline, but thinks the better of it, comes out. Hands it off to Davis. Brings it up top of the key, around the left corner, cross-court pass. Shot is up and no good. Haley Kelsey comes up with a rebound. Oh, the ball is stolen by Bertelli. And they're able to convert. Boy, that was a silly mistake by the Tigers there. Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Picks up the dribble. Sends it to Haley Kelsey right in front of the Tiger bench. She's going to drive the baseline and puts it up. Her shot is up and good. Good power move there by Haley Kelsey. 1:32 left in the half. Ball is nearly stolen. Ball was nearly stolen by Haley Kelsey, but they're going to say Clark County touched the last, so it'll stay with the Tigers. .128 left in the third. Tigers lead at 31-22. Kimberly Elsie bounce passes over to Clarkson. Clarkson guarded by Bertelli. Bounce pass into Elsie, and it goes out of nearly goes out of bounds, but Bertelli comes up with it. Boy, she's quick. Brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right corner. Shot, no good. Slavin comes up with the rebound to Elsie. Elsie sends it up to Clarkson. Her shot is up and good. Ah, oh, the good giveaway there. Bertelli brings it the other way. 53 seconds in the third. Bertelli sends it over to the left side, and it goes to Buford, and she wasn't looking, and it goes right out of bounds. So the ball with the turnover will stay with the Tigers. 49.5 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead it 33-22. One of those funny number things. All threes, all twos, and the difference is all ones. Going to be the Tigers' ball. Clark County's going to put on some press. They get it in to Elsie. Tigers can't break the press. Coach has to call a timeout. Three fouls on Clark County, one on Brashear. After the timeout, the Tigers are on the field. We'll see if they can break that press this time. Get it into Kelsey, into Elsie. Up ahead to Collip. Collip gets it across the timeline. Collip has it over the left corner. To Slavin, to Elsie, back to Collip. Collip will bring it out and reset the offense. Get it to Elsie over the right wing. To Haley Kelsey at the right block. Her little turnaround shot is no good, and Flood comes up with it to Bertelli. Bertelli's going to bring it the other way. 12 seconds left. Bertelli over to the right left corner, tries to get it to Wilson, thinks better of it, back out to Bertelli. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Wilson's going to shoot. Her shot is way off the mark. And time expires, and at the end of three, Tigers lead it 33-22. And here we have Jay Scudder for the statistics for the third period. What do you got for us, Jay?
Well, Clark County didn't score much this period, but Brittany Bertelli has 10. Brooke Wheeler has 8, and both Buford and Lovell have 2 for Clark County. And for Brashear, Kimberly Elsie is high scorer with 11. Haley Kelsey has 6. Caroline Slavin and Jesse Hill and Ashley Clarkson all have 4. And Chelsea Collip and Christina Scudder each have 2.
Is that everybody on the board for the Tigers?
Yeah, everybody scored.
That's what we like to see, isn't it? All right, at the beginning of the fourth period, we're going to have Collip, Slavin, Kelsey, Elsie, and Clarkson on the floor. And it's going to start out being Clark County's ball. Bertelli has it, guarded by Elsie. Bertelli sends it to the left side to Buford. Cross-court pass over to Davis. Get it into Wilson. She nearly loses the handle on it. They get it to Flood. Flood is wide open, and she knows what to do with it. Pressure defense. They get it ahead to Clarkson. Oh, but this ball is lost, and Flood has a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Hill checking into the game for Slavin. Haley Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers. Out to Collip. Collip guarded by Buford. Get it to Elsie, but the pass is too strong and it ends up in the hands of Clark County. Lovell sends it around to the left corner to Wheeler, and Wheeler's able to convert. Elsie with the ball gets it ahead to Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the timeline. Oh, nearly a bad pass. They get it in the paint to Collops. Collops shots in and out, and Wilson has it. She's going to take it across the timeline. Nearly walks with it, but gets it to Buford. Spin move by Lovell. And with the shot, there's going to be a foul. Buford's going to go to the line. 6:43 left in the fourth period. Tigers lead at 33-26. Tigers need to put this game away. They're letting Clark County kind of slide back into this thing. Buford's shot is up and short. Foul was on 13, which is going to be Jesse Hill, and that's her second. Collops coming out. Scudder comes in. Buford's second shot is on its way, and it's no good as well. Haley Kelsey comes up with the rebound, gives it off to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass down to Hill, tries a little give and go there. Gets it out to Scudder in the right blocks. Across the little cross the lane pass to Clarkson, and she couldn't hardly handle it, but she was trying to shoot. And they're gonna call a foul on 22, which is Davis. And they're gonna say it was a spot foul. It's four on her, or four team fouls, the first foul on Davis. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. Get it out to Hill. Hill has it up top, hands it off to Elsie around the left side. Elsie dribbles it around to the top of the key, bounce pass over to Haley Kelsey, guarded by Wilson. To Clarkson. Clarkson sends it to Elsie, guarded by Bertelli. Out to Clarkson, back out to Hill, to Elsie over the left wing. Back out to Clarkson at the top of the key with her tall socks on. Bounce pass over to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey to Elsie at the top of the key. Close man-to-man coverage going on here into Haley Kelsey, and Wilson gets her hands on it and with the steal. Oh, and they pass it to Lovell, and Lovell dribbled it off her feet. It was out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. 5:39 left in the fourth. Tigers lead at 33-26. Get it into Scudder up to Elsie. Elsie up ahead to Clarkson. Clarkson hands it off to Elsie. Elsie to Scudder, back out to Hill, over to Elsie. The right corner, nice little screen move there. Back out to Hill. Hill, bounce pass out to Scudder, nearly loses the handle on it, but Elsie comes up with it. Elsie back out to Scudder. Scudder back to Elsie. She thinks about going for the three. Shot up off the glass is good by Haley Kelsey, and she's fouled probably by Wilson. She was sandwiched between Wilson and Lovell, so it could go either way. It's going to be on Wilson. 35-26, Tigers with the advantage. We'll see if Haley Kelsey can convert on the old-fashioned three-pointer. Shot is up and good. Tigers lead again by a dime. 5 minutes to left in the game, 36-26. Bertelli with the ball for Clark County. Bertelli brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right wing, back to the right corner. Cross court to Flood. Flood nearly loses the handle on it, but Lovell gets it back. Lovell's going to shoot from the free throw line. Her shot's nothing but net. Scudder gets it in to Haley Kelsey, up ahead to Hill, but she walked with it as she was trying to pass. So it'll be Clark County ball. Collop checks in for Haley Kelsey. Flood into Bertelli. Bertelli sends it over to the right corner. They try to get it in the lane to Wilson. Her shot is up and no good, but Flood comes up with it. Boy, that Flood girl is everywhere. 36-30. Kelsey inbounds it. Wilson knocks it out, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Get it into Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor. Sends it to Clarkson. Clarkson ahead to Scudder, up to Elsie. Elsie squares up and shoots. Ball is short. Collip comes up with it. Sends it out to Scudder, except they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Tigers. Haley Kelsey's going to check back in the game. Collop's coming out. I couldn't figure out who the one that was out. Elsie to Hill. Back to Elsie. Oh, and they try to get it in to Haley Kelsey, and Wilson steals it again. It's just not working for him. Wilson is just all over Haley Kelsey. Flood has it, the left-right corner cross-court pass to Buford. Flood shot again is good. 36-32, 3:45 left in the game. Haley Kelsey to Kimberly Elsie. To Haley Kelsey. Coach doesn't much like what she sees with the Tigers trying to break the press, and so she calls a timeout. 3:37 left in the game. Tigers lead at 36-32. Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers. They get it to Elsie. Elsie, the playmaker, back to Kelsey. Back to Elsie. Get it up ahead. Jesse Hill was double teamed right here by in front of the score table. So the coach is forced to call another timeout. 3:27 left in the game. 36-20, Tigers with the advantage. This Clark County team matches up real well with the Tigers. Not only do the Tigers have pretty good luck getting it up ahead to Haley Kelsey, who's in the lane, but with Wilson at 5'11". Let's see what she is. 5'11". Junior. She's able to get her hand on an awful lot of those balls coming into Haley Kelsey. All right, Kelsey's going to have the ball here right in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. To Hill. Screen set by Scudder. And they're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to go back to Clark County. To Flood. Back to Buford. Buford up to Flood. Buford's going to drive it right into the lane, and her shot is no good, but Flood comes up with it. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Christina Scudder. That's her first, and Flood will go to the line. Three fouls on the Tigers, five on Clark County. Flood's shot is on its way. No good. I think this is her third opportunity to shoot, and I don't think she's hit a single one of those foul shots. Every time I say that, she hits that one. 36-33. Elsie with the ball. And they're going to call a foul on Wilson. finally gets called for this close play, and that's three on her. Kelsey inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline, sends it up ahead to Clarkson, and had too much mustard on it, goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to Clark County. Wilson inbounds it to Buford, to Bertelli. 2:55 left in the game. Bertelli sends it over to Buford, the right wing. Back out up top, the level, back to Buford. Tries to get it in to Wilson, back out to Buford. Cross court over the left-hand side to Bertelli. Bertelli just about dribbles off her foot, ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. 2:39 left in the game. Tigers lead it 36-33. 16,000 on Clark County, so in their bonus now. Haley Kelsey has the ball, sends it up ahead, gets it up to Scudder. Scudder try to get it up to Clarkson, but Clark County gets their hands on it, and they're going to be coming the other way. Level to Bertelli, who shot for three is good, and hey, we're all tied up again. 2:14 left in the game. Bertelli to Scudder, back to Haley Kelsey, to Elsie, and Elsie can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be back in the hands of Clark County. How about that? Bertelli has the ball, sends it to Buford. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Clark County. 1:59 left in the game. Get the ball in over the right side, and they're going to say that Level walked with it, so the ball will come back to the Tigers. 1:57 left in the game. Kelsey to Hill. Oh, my gosh. And Bertelli ends up with it, and it doesn't go in. Haley Kelsey comes up with it to Scudder. Back to Elsie. Elsie having a hard time holding on the ball, guarded by Bertelli. Elsie brings it across the timeline to Hill. Back to Elsie. Back to Hill. Hill has it up the center court. Hill, they try to get it in. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Hill. No, it's on Clarkson. I'm sorry. Get it into Wilson, and she can't hang on to it. Haley Kelsey comes up with it. Her shot's no good. She thought she was going to get the foul. Bertelli comes up with it. Bertelli comes back the other way. We're all tied up, 1:13. Buford has the ball. Buford after Bertelli. Over to Flood on the right wing. Out to Level. Level dribbles in the lane, sends it back out to Buford. Buford to Bertelli. Bertelli tries to get in the lane to Wilson, and the shot, and Haley Kelsey gets her hand on it, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Clark County. 53 seconds left in the game. We're all tied up, 36. Bertelli sends it out to Wilson. Wilson's shot is no good, and they're going to call a, it goes in the hand of Elsie, and they're going to call a foul. It's going to be on Wilson. I think that's her fourth, and that should be with the one-on-one. We'll send Kimberly Elson to Elsie to the line. All right, Kimberly Elsie is at the line. 49.8 seconds left. We're all knotted up at 36. Elsie's shot is good. How about that? Tigers back in the lead, 37-36. Elsie's second shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Elsie has it. How she came up with it, I don't know. 44 seconds left to Scudder. Scudder to Elsie. Guarded by Bertelli. Changes direction. Changes direction again. Out to Scudder. Over to Haley Kelsey. Her shot is up and good. All right. 39-36. 26 seconds left. Bertelli has the ball. Bertelli up ahead to Buford. Back out to Bertelli. 19 seconds. Oh, she loses the handle on it. It goes over and back. How about that? It'll come back to the Tigers. 17.5 seconds left.
Woo!
We're not out of the woods yet. Kelsey to Elsie. 16. 14. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Sends it to Kelsey. Back to Elsie. And she's going to be, and Bertelli's going to be called for a foul. 7 seconds left. Tigers are going to go to the line. Four fouls on Bertelli. Elsie can hit these two. We'll be in good shape. 7 seconds left. First shot is good. That away. 40-36. Tigers with the advantage. Second shot. Good. Bertelli with the ball. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Shot's partially blocked. And time expires, and that's it. Tigers win it. 41-36. Jay, you got some numbers for us? He'll have some numbers in a minute. Next game on tap tonight is a boys matchup between Knox County and Novinger. Clock has been reset for 10 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few in that game. But this was a great one, this first one tonight. But the Tigers come out on top, 41-36. Jay, I think, has some scores for us now.
Well, for Clark County, the great and leading scorer was Brittany Bertelli with 13, then Brooke Wheeler with 10, Katie Flood with 7, and Kaylee Lovell with 4, and Brenna Buford with 2. For the Tigers, Kimberly Elsie led the pack with 14, Haley Kelsey had 11, Caroline Slavin, Jesse Hill, and Ashley Clarkson each had 4, and Chelsea Collip and Christina Scudder each had 2. So everybody on the Tigers' side scored, and that makes for a pretty good game.
That's right, Jay. And certainly this was a close one, but Tigers come out in the end with the win, 41-36.